Okay, first of all, shout out to HL Talk That Thought. He does great compilations. His commentary is okay. Not as good as mine, of course. It's not really necessary, though. I do his, cover his content primarily. Well, it's not his content. It's mostly clips that he has farmed from TikTok, and that's why I cover it. Because he does do a very good job compiling this stuff, and for that, I thank him. Saves me a lot of time and energy collecting the talking points of these crazy future current cat ladies. So without further ado, let's jump right into it, shall we? This video is of a woman who I just covered my last show. The last video on my channel, in fact, is addressing this chick. You might want to check that out. And she's essentially complaining that the Chad that she got with after dumping her perfectly fine husband, but he was boring, so he had to go, that Chad that she was so enamored with, even though he called her a six and said she was mid, dumped her for a 22-year-old Filipina broad. Because of course, sweetheart, didn't you know that as a single mother, you're nothing more than sport for this guy? This rich, good-looking guy. Anyway, let's get into this, shall we?
Yeah, I'm so excited for what's coming, and I am.
Wow, she looks excited, too. And happy, too, right? Don't you believe that she's happy as she stands there crying her eyes out?
But in reality, I am sad. This is what a single mom thinks about on a Friday night when she has nothing else to do. It doesn't seem like everybody understands, like, but right now it's really hard. I feel like a really crappy parent.
Welcome back, family. Today we are continuing with our previous modern woman who thought that she could leave her husband and get Chad and Tyrone to commit to her. But
see, this is a problem, and I've noticed this with the TikTok. These women tend to use social media clout and validation and communication with people via social media as a stand-in for a partner or another person. And they get that fulfillment, they get that validation, they get that company, they get that communication, and they start to believe that, feel like they don't need anybody else. Because this is so much more fulfilling, right? And then they dump the hubby, and then they realize all of a sudden, well, the fulfillment, the meaning that I was actually getting from the hubby, from the relationship, that was underpinning everything else. This is just gravy. This is a luxury, but the stuff that actually brought me meaning in my life, the husband, the kids, the intact family, that was the real fulfillment and purpose and meaning. It's too late now though, sweetheart.
But she is now regretting everything after getting pumped and dumped on repeat with no mercy to the point of crying online for a simple hug. I will just start by showing you how much this woman is mentally unstable and how even her own therapist started to cancel their sessions to avoid her. Wow. Let's watch.
Can you imagine how bad you have to be as a person for a therapist who's literally the biggest grifter on the planet, and they exist to essentially just keep you in a point of limbo, in a state of limbo, purgatory as it were, where you don't get better, because if you get better, then they can't charge you money anymore. How bad you have to be for that person to dump you?
I guess I'm coming here to therapy. Mine was canceled, and that's not good. I didn't cancel it. She had to. And I just have a lot to say, and I can't say a lot of it here, but I'm just having a really hard time. I'm trying my hardest to keep it together and be funny and move through it and bottle it up and be happy. But right now, it's really hard.
So happiness, in her mind, is performative. I see. Okay. Fake it until you make it. Got it.
Hard. I feel like a really crappy parent today. We all slept in. Nobody's alarm went off. And
nobody's? We all? So it's more than one kid she's got? What do you think?
That really sets off my anxiety. Not that my anxiety wasn't already really high. but it was that just kind of like solidified it.
She must have some great body because she's a disaster of a human being.
And when I get that way, I'm not a nice person.
Does anybody out there actually think she's a nice person even when she's not having panic attacks?
And I lashed out at the kids. And I've already apologized, but I still feel like it was unnecessary, you know. And it's really crappy. And
a delusion, abroad, in her 40s, with multiple kids, thinks she can do better when she's got a husband that's not beating her, not treating her like garbage, because, you know, if he was, she'd have told us. And yet, we should feel sorry for you, sweetheart.
And today, we get the keys to the new house, and I was trying to be happy and excited.
How much you want to bet that ex-husband pay for that house? New house.
For it, but in reality, I am sad. And I'm having a hard time with this move. But I haven't really said as much.
Maybe that's just the euphemism. People say new house when they're referring to an apartment, I guess. I'm moving into my new house, new home. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a house that they bought or anything. It could be an apartment or something. Okay.
Because I'm really trying to show everybody around me, like, yeah, I'm so excited for what's coming, and I am, but...
No, you're not.
It doesn't seem like everybody understands, like, the other emotions. And I'm also trying to keep a brave face for my daughter because she's having a really hard time. And I...
Yeah, because we got a girl boss it for, a daughter to give her a good role model so she can be just like me when she grows up. Yeah, that's brilliant, honey.
I want this to be a positive experience and not for all of us to just kind of sit in our shit, you know?
Honey, if you cared about your kids having positive experiences, you wouldn't have left your husband because you were bored.
And then there's work, and you just add that in, and it's a loss of the quarter, and...
You're automatically a bad mom because you have a job, okay? You can work, or you can have kids. You can't do both and do them well, okay?
You know, I don't want to fall behind, and I feel like I'm falling behind, and there are so many things I have to do, and...
Based on what?
I want to do a good job, and... And there's my parents and all three of them, and there's stuff with all three of them that is hard.
What, all your parents, all three of them? What do you mean you have three parents? What? But you got two gay dads and a mom? Or two mommies and a daddy? What's going on here? Or maybe it's a stepdad. Yeah. Maybe her mom left her dad, just like she left her husband. Yeah, I would figure.
And, oh my God, I'm fine.
No, you're not. You're not fine.
I'll be fine. It'll all work out. It's all working out. Everything is working out in my favor. All of the things, right?
No, it's but not.
Today is just...
Nuclear levels of cope here. No, sweetheart, stuff ain't working out for you. You're crying on TikTok about how crappy your life is, looking for sympathy from strangers, and you're seeing a shrink that's canceling appointments with you, probably because they're like, oh, well, geez, you know, yeah, I want to keep her on the hook as long as possible to get as much money out of her as I possibly can, but she's so annoying, I can't even deal with her.
I haven't showered. I am wearing the same clothes for the past, like, 3 days, which is not helpful because I like getting dressed and putting on makeup, and that makes...
She hasn't showered in 3 days. How have you taken care of your kids? Don't you have to leave the house? If you've got kids, don't you have to leave the house? I mean, even on the weekend. I guess if it's, like, a Friday and you get home and into Monday, I guess you could go 3 days without a shower. I mean, I take off usually on the weekends from shaving my face or whenever I have time off or if I'm not working, which seems to be never these days. As I scramble to try and survive, I won't shave. But 3 days without showering? How do you do that and have kids? What kind of example is that to set, by the way? Mommy stinks. Well, yeah, she does, in more ways than one.
It makes me feel good. It makes me feel productive, and I haven't done that. And I am now literally in the fetal position in my bedroom because that's all I can do right now. This is literally all I can do.
But you're fine.
This is your strong and independent modern woman. She can't even control herself in front of her own kids. She can't endure one single day without dumping out all her problems onto people. And when we call them
trauma dumping, yeah, it's a new thing.
Crazy and childish, they get mad. Instead of working on becoming a better person, I will just show you how this woman spent her free time.
Hey, hi, hello. How is everyone else spending their Friday night?
Those are tiny, tiny little socks. Those are little booty socks you put on like babies. How old is her youngest kid? You got kids that have tiny feet, that tiny, and you left your husband? Oh, jeez.
Is it sorting your socks, but then going further and sorting your socks and pairing them by strength of elastic hole? Because this one's a super tight one, and this one is a super loose one. And God forbid, I wear both of these socks on the same day.
Wait a second, are those her socks? What? Those look like baby socks. How could those be women's socks? They're little tiny baby socks. How could that fit on her foot? I don't get it.
Because I will lose my freaking mind because...
Women, are you really this vain that you can't even entertain the possibility that you have big feet to such an extent where you get socks that are this small? How does that fit an adult foot? She's got small feet. I don't know. She's hiding them here, so.
The sensory overload would be like, this one is loose and this one is tight, and they would be feeling weird in my shoes, and I would lose it. I would absolutely lose it.
But women and men are equal. Women are not more neurotic than men. Oh, no.
So, this is what a single mom thinks about on a Friday night when she has nothing else to do. And I wonder where my kids get it. Yeah, it's me.
Lady,
you just
problems.
Can't make this shit up. Before finishing up with analyzing how delusional this woman really is, let's just laugh some more by watching her fighting.
Well, we know that's alcoholic. That's a bad sign, by the way, honey. I could tell there's booze in that. If you're sitting around, don't get me wrong. I don't drink. When was the last time I had a drink? Maybe 15 years ago. But I guess that was around the time I stopped going out to bars and clubs and all that. Yeah. But I got no problem with social drinking. But if you're sitting at home by your lonesome, sucking down booze, that's a problem.
And denying her loneliness while getting drunk and talking about some of the stupidest things.
I am all sorts of set up to, like, have a good night. I got my pizza from Slotsky's. If you know, you know. It is.
I've never heard of that. She must have money to burn.
Sourdough pizza. But you gotta get the kid one. One, it's just the right size. And two, it doesn't have the double cheese. Like,
it's apropos. She's like a big giant child, honestly.
I love cheese, but like the double cheese? It's just not good.
Vegan pizza? No meat in her diet? That figures.
I don't like it. And then, I was going to make a blueberry vodka lemonade summer drink. Oh my god, it's so good. It's so...
I've never understood boozers. Maybe somebody out there can explain this to me. Why do you drink outside of social situations? I mean, I understand the social drinking. It's sort of a bonding experience. It allows you to loosen up a bit, be a little less inhibited in a group situation, and you're all imbibing in the same kind of, liquids. It's a bonding experience of a sense, but it tastes like garbage. Kool-Aid tastes better, and I don't drink that. Why do you drink booze?
Oh, good. You do... One.
I guess if it's a cocktail and it's a well-mixed one, then it tastes good. I don't know.
One shot of blueberry vodka, one shot of lemon vodka. I like the Deep Eddy, but they don't make the blueberry one. You have to get that something else. And then the rest is lemonade. Oh my, it's so freaking good. It's just like, it goes down so smoothly. But they didn't have the blueberry, so I had to change it up. So I went with the Deep Eddy orange and cranberry. Also very, very good. Can't go wrong. And then I'm going to attempt to do my nails. I am a nail girl.
lady, how vacuous is your life? You've got kids, multiple kids. If I had kids, I'd be playing with them. And they're awake, I'd be doing stuff with them. You're sitting here talking about mixed drink recipes while we can clearly hear your kids in the background. So I think we know why you're unhappy, because your priorities lie with TikTok and girl bossing and boozing it up.
Really, I like to go typically every 2 weeks, and I haven't done that in months because, you know, expenses. And so my nails are all jackety jank. And so I'm going to try to do my first set of press-on nails. Not that, again, my content goes out to men, so not that y'all care. But I'm going to try, okay? I'm going to try. And then I'm also watching one of my favorite movies ever, which is It Could Happen to You. You know the Nick Cage movie? Oh, it's just so good. I watched this movie all the time as a kid. It's like such an indie movie. God, I love it so much. So anyways, that's my night. I am going to sit here and not be sad.
Drinking press-on nails and watching movies that she's seen 100 times. So hiding from the real world. Gotcha!
We're not sad tonight. Okay? Okay, bye.
Yeah, because the way reality works, if I tell myself often enough that I'm not sad, that I'm actually happy, that will be the reality of the situation, because I'm a witch. And I believe that spoken words, spells, can shape reality. Yeah.
Bye.
Excessive drinking, smoking, extended time TV, gossiping on everything but nothing, acting like children in adult bodies, lack of accountability. You name it, and the modern woman fit into these roles like peanut butter and jelly. This is what the modern woman has become. But still, she wants to keep her standards very high when it comes to dating, even though she brings little to nothing to the table.
This is why I tell you guys, leave the country. Get your passport and get out. You want to have kids, you want to have a family, do it somewhere else. The Chad that she was seeing after she dumped her perfectly fine husband, he dumped her to get with a chick from the Philippines. So even Chad is getting out. Even he doesn't want Western broads, yo.
Check it out.
Well, for anything beyond, pump and dump. They're still good for that, I guess.
I know I'm not a 10, and I most definitely don't look above a 4 right now. I get it.
You're a 6, honey. And the Chad that dumped you for the 22-year-old Filipino, he also said you were a 6, and he was correct. Maybe an adjustable 6. Maybe you could go up to a 7 if you really, really pushed it with the makeup and slathered it on like, pancake mix. Like spackle. Then maybe, but that's pushing it.
I totally get it. I need help.
Give me some attention. Give me some validation, please.
Because my Hinge algorithm is broken.
Come on, simps. Prop me up. Give me an ego boost. Please!
Like, really badly broken.
She's on dating apps. Oh my god. Broad in their 40s.
And as we are learning from Love is Blind, you need to have some physical attraction. And it's just not good out there.
Have you looked in the mirror, honey? It's not good in here either.
It is real, real bad. And I am, like, deleting almost all of the men.
She's criticizing the men's looks? I mean, honey, you just said that right now you look like a 4. Which means, really, at your best, you're a 6. Like, at your best! And that's requiring outside aid that men cannot employ. And yet you're complaining about the quality of men available? Lady, you're a 40-plus-year-old single mother, yo!
And I'm not that picky.
I beg to differ.
And again, I know that I'm not a 10. But I need to be attracted to them. It can't be a one-way street.
Well, maybe the things you value, i.e. find attractive that appeal to you, are, unrealistic or, unrealistic, wrong. Erroneous values that, are the wrong ones to have. Maybe you're shallow. Nah, can't be that.
I gotta like them too.
And my profile is fun and flirty and sarcastic, and I'm doing...
Oh, come on, honey. You don't like yourself. Let's be honest. You don't like yourself. How are you going to like anybody else? How are you going to be happy with anybody else? Content with anybody else when you're not content with yourself? Come on!
All of the things. But it's not getting me the results that I am looking for.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep doing the same thing, which is the definition of insanity.
How do I fix it? How do I fix it and find maybe...
Whatever therapist she's going through, she needs to fire him. Not that that would help, because they're all in the same gig. To keep you as ill, sick, ignorant, lacking in reflection, as long as humanly possible. So you're with them for 10 years, you've paid dues for 10 years, and you haven't gotten no better.
Like, or... maybe the guys that I like just don't like me. Ooh.
Bingo!
That could be worse. Don't tell.
That's the truth. But unfortunately, all you're drinking and you're smoking and your movies from 1985, that's to hide from that truth. So she's not going to wake up to that being the reality. Believe me.
Tell me that.
Bingo.
Yeah, don't tell me that. Well, you so want to improve your situation, but don't tell me the truth. Oh, the truth that I just hit upon that caused me a lot of pain, which should tell me it's the truth because the truth hurts. But instead of recognizing that it's probably the truth because it's hurting me, I'm going to ignore that. Gas me up some more, simps, and let me go get some more booze while I'm at it.
Oh, the guys that you like do not like you. They might pump and dump you. But still, they do not like you because you don't qualify to be in a relationship with the top men. You are just for recreation use only from now on.
Yeah, you're too old to have kids. You've already got kids, and there's some other dude's kids. Unless he's some kind of rich simp, very, very extreme exception, like Jeff Bezos, for example, he's not getting with you.
On, and
he wants to have his own kids. He's again in his 40s. He's put it off for a long time so he could build his value, which you, by the way, don't have to do. And it's funny, she thinks she still has the same value she did at 25 with her two or three kids. But now he wants a broad that can actually have his children. Yeah. Oh yeah, but he's going to go work and slave, and he's been working all these years and building value so he can invest in somebody else's kids and make himself into a cuckold. Yeah, pass.
The quicker you get out of your delusion, the better and easier your life will become. Fellas, protect yourselves at all times against these types of women.
Yeah, against women who sit there and analyze the elasticity of their overly tiny socks because they actually have ginormous feet, but they're in denial about having ginormous feet, and so they buy socks that are too small and shoes that are too small because they want to delude themselves into believing they have small feet as well, because I don't know why. But anyway... Oh, what a way to tell the world you have no life. I sit here Saturday night pairing up my socks based upon their elasticity. Yeah, what a loser you are, honey. But anyway, let me know what you think of this chick in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Hit that notification bell because, YouTube's not going to tell you when I post new videos if you don't. And please consider making a donation to my GoFundMe, the link of which you will find in the description. If it's just because you love my content or you want to help me to actually survive, either reason is fine with me. Anyhow, I am the MGTOW Philosopher, also known as the Realist, because if you are going your own way, you are also a realist. And I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.